Welcome into Qi Time, the home of Qigong on UK Health Radio. This is a show about your vitality, your personal energy, your Qi. Because when you get this steady, everything else you do has a foundational support that is true. Now, one of my favourite topics, and one that I discuss regularly with my variety of amazing guests, is how to gather more Qi vitality naturally and how to effectively let go of stress, tension and anxiety to give you space for a more balanced, resourced outlook on life. Yes, your Qi really does underpin everything that you do. I'm Clara Apollo, a Qigong energy cultivation teacher and a lover of dance and sound medicine. I currently live just south of Glastonbury in the UK and share the Taoist teachings of Qigong online to wherever you may be, and more recently, the in-person retreats have been a total tonic for all the participants. I've got a very special one lining up for the winter solstice, and if you'd like to find out more, head over to claraapollo.com or the Cheeky Temple on Facebook. So that's claraapollo.com or the Qiki Temple. Yeah. And I'm really fortunate on this show to be able to speak with people who are curious about the energy behind everything we do or be. And sometimes I have Qigong teachers here, other times people who are acupuncturists or other healers or people that just are so aware of the energy in what they're already doing and bringing through. And this episode has us diving into the power behind the menopause and beyond menopause, recognizing this as potentially the most creative and flourishing time in a woman's life. Now, a couple of months ago, I offered a Qigong for Menopause webinar, and we had over 80 people rock up. It was so amazing to be able to respond to the questions live and offer suggestions to the range of women finding this topic essential and interesting. And really, it's connecting with one's link with the earth element, that gives you this ballast as a sturdy place to start for any of this practice. And I do have a new earth element course online that you're going to be able to dive into at any time very soon. So again, have a little look at my website for more information on how to join up to find out how you can access ways to help manage your energy at this menopausal shift time into what I refer to as the feisty 50s, says someone who's just stepping into the sultry 60s. Maybe. Anyway, I have been wishing to speak with my guest for years after meeting her colleague from Red School at a Hay House summer party. And she suggested that I link up with Alexandra, and it's taken me this long to arrange it, but we are all here now and it's all perfect. So, Alexandra Pope is a psychologist turned author and researcher on menstruality, promoting well-being at all stages of a woman's cycle. And along with her business partner, Shani Hugo-Wolitzer, they co-authored the book Wild Power, Discover the Magic of the Menstrual Cycle and Awaken the Feminine Path to Power. Together, they are creating this menstruality medicine circle and are indeed the founders of Red School. Alexandra is a feisty, wise, fun woman, a late bloomer even, flourishing beautifully now as she shares this important, timely women's wisdom with a wonderful humour and refreshing attitude. So grab yourself a cup of something you enjoy, get comfortable and sit back and soak up the information that is coming for you now. It is a great pleasure to welcome Alexandra into Qi Time.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
How good are vitamin C supplements? Usually only a small proportion of vitamin C actually reaches your cells and has a positive effect. Whereas the high absorption levels of Goldman Laboratories' liposomal vitamin C help maintain optimal vitamin C levels in your body and strengthen your immune system. Now get 10% off when you choose Goldman Laboratories liposomal vitamin C capsules. Just quote 10 off at goldmanlaboratories.com.
The station that makes you feel good.
My guest here is Alexandra Pope from the Red School, and welcome in, Alexandra. It's such a joy to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Clara. I'm feeling slightly overexcited because talking about menopause with a woman who's come through it and is, you know, enjoying her new status post-menopause. I know this is happening.
It really is quite a revelation. And being an Qigong teacher, I have been a Qigong teacher for many years. It was the call back to my personal practice that the menopause sort of basically shouted to me at, and I've got a whole story about that. And you refer to the menopause as the great awakener. I love that. So what did it awaken in you then? What happened?
It really is like all the pieces of my life falling into place and making sense. So, you know, up until menopause, I had always charted my own trajectory, but I didn't have a huge amount to show in terms of sort of worldly outer kind of achievements. I mean, yes, I had a profession, and actually I had written a book on the menstrual cycle, but I felt like I was an outlier, you know, and I didn't want to be an outlier. I wanted to feel really rooted into society in a way and not be something on the fringe. It had been somewhat esoteric, and my own nature is a little bit esoteric too. My own nature is, I'm highly sensitive. And then coming into menopause, I got the great shock of, you know, waking up to my shadow side. Mm. And that is a bit humbling, very humbling. But what comes with that, with time, is this realization of who you are. You know, you discover what you're not, and you discover really who you are. And that for me was what my nature was. I really started to get my own nature. Yeah. And it was such a relief. I mean, it almost brings tears to my eyes now, you know, remembering that moment. And but also seeing the meaning in my life. Oh, my God. I mean, that is the gift of gift almost for me now.
Goodness, it is.
It really is, because I had charted this straight, because I'd been following this work of menstruality, which is what we teach at Red School.
I was going to say, I didn't say, yeah. You're a co-founder of Red School, so you've already been diving into this with your amazing counterpart, Shani, and you've been steeping yourself in this for many years now, haven't you?
So I have. Yeah. I mean, I've been all through my 20s, I was into fertility awareness for contraception. But then it was outrageous period pain just before my 31st birthday that catapulted me into this much deeper conversation about my cycle that has become what we call the psycho-spiritual process. The spiritual path that, if you like, that's encoded in our bodies, that reaches its fulfillment at menopause, its sort of culmination of something. And so I've been on this trajectory actually from my very first bleed, because I had at menarche, I had an exquisite sort of awakening experience. So something was set in motion. It's just kind of magical. And then you go through the years, the dark years of really, because I had no affirmation from the world about my work, nothing, which is why I felt so much of an outlier. Right. I doggedly stayed with it. Because I am like that. That is my nature. I couldn't put it down. I couldn't actually betray you. That's so interesting. Even though I had no affirmation, I couldn't let go of it. I couldn't betray myself. But it was menopause that brought the pieces of my nature together. But all the ideas I'd been growing into sort of also crystallized came together in a new way. It's just magical.
It is magical. And now we can speak about this having come out the other side. And yet it is such a worry and a concern. And, you know, in my 40s, all that perimenopausal like fog of like, what is this? I'm still being hijacked by my periods. Do I want them anymore? No, but if I don't have them, then I won't be fertile. If I'm not fertile, where's my creativity? Am I even a real person anymore? All these worries. And who do we speak to about that? I just think you're doing brilliant work here, giving a portal for people to come to and have these conversations about the richness of the whole, you know, being a woman and the cycle, whatever stage of it you're at
is so meaningful. Yes, every stage has its kind of developmental elements to it and self-care elements.
Massive. Well, massive. That whole red tent, you know, if we, that's the problem with, well, I'm going to rant on about our society, is that when women menstruate, they still have to crack on and do the thing. Where actually, we're supposed to go hang out with other women in the red tent, have a couple of days off, chat about whatever, learn from women of different ages, different seasons, tell the stories, be in that sort of spiritual zone. And that's been taken from us. So the meaning of it all is just up for understanding deeper now. What are we being called to? We have this inside us. Where are we being called to as women to support each other through whatever stage of the cycle we're at?
That's right. Yeah. You know, the menstrual cycle is like a thread to yourself. So when you're in touch with your menstrual cycle, you're connected to yourself. And as you pay attention to your cycle over the years, and these different conditions and states of being that sort of come on board, you're evolving into something. And then when you come to menopause, there's a sense of being readied for it. I mean, I felt menopause was not a drama for me. Okay. Even though I had challenges, I saw my ass. And in terms of my psychology, but my health was at best as it had ever been, actually. So I didn't know what a hot flush was, actually, till I was coming out of menopause, when I was exhausted because I was moving countries at that point. So physically I was actually very well set up for menopause. And I also had time and space for myself because I was single and I did not have children. And that is the other major piece, that if you have no spaciousness for yourself at menopause and you are exhausted, really, those are the ingredients that contribute to the kind of trauma, to making menopause feel really traumatic.
So this is helping me to understand the feistiness that occurred. So I was 52 and I was living in a toxic relationship and I was teaching 15 classes a week and I was done. I was having headaches all the time. I couldn't even get up off the floor of an evening. And my menopause was screaming at me, you have to self-care. You can't do this without giving yourself space. And I thought, well, everything in my life is currently not giving me that. What am I going to do? And it was a beautiful friend that came to basically stroke my hair and go, it's all right, love. You can choose something different. And I'm like, oh, I could choose. And therefore I'm choosing this, which wasn't a great thing to be choosing. I found myself in that situation. I'm sure a lot of you listening find yourselves in situations that you just happen to get to. And it's like the menopause makes you wake up and go, is this what you want? Is this what's right for you? Because if it's not, sister, it's time to change. And, you know, I took this you can choose something different out on several walks. And it became very clear to me that I no longer wanted to teach 15 classes a week. I didn't want to be in that toxic relationship and I didn't want to be earning all the money. So I decided to leave home and gave the keys back to the landlord and went on a home free journey of house sitting for 5 years. Now, I had no idea what that was going to give me, but I knew there was something within me that was absolutely making me make this absolutely like outrageous decision to just throw everything up in the air and feel like I was the fool in the tarot or just stepping off the cliff. But I followed that wisdom.
You describe it. I can't describe it any better. It's that's what the impulse is, and how amazing that you could follow that through. But I think of all those women out there who can't leave home, you know, can't stop work, that aren't resourced, aren't supported, you know, or, you know, we're having children later in life.
Right. Yes, yeah, sure.
So we're going through menopause with still children at home. Mm. And it's not a great combination, but it is what it is. And we just have to be really, really smart around our situation. And, you know that we're writing a book that's going to come out next June. Mm. And, you know, in that we have our sort of tips and tricks for how to survive, you know,
lovely
a daily life whilst going through this massive initiation.
Yeah,
because we just have to be really smart. But my wish, really, my high dream is for everyone to be able to experience a version of what you've experienced, a right. chance just to go away and be on your own, and to, because the impulse is to listen, you're listening for something in yourself. Mm-hmm. And menopause is calling you into that deep listening. And if you can't follow that, because it is so, the imperative is fierce, as you discovered, then it comes out as reactivity with the world, mm-hmm. or with yourself. Mm-hmm. And we just need immense kindness with ourselves. Whatever situation we're in, we need to be incredibly kind to ourselves, and just to do the best that we can do, knowing that there's nothing, in a sense, there's nothing wrong with us. It's just we're going through a transition that is not supported by the culture. It's not validated or valued. Mm. And so, you know, we sort of pathologize ourselves. But actually, what we're needing is to drop off the planet for a while, to reconstitute something.
But also to be held by other women who know, other women, the wisdom of other women who've been there, done that. They know it and they can hold you. And this is huge. It really helped me.
Do you know, again, I'm feeling quite sort of tender as we're talking, actually. You know, I can feel tears almost coming. I'm thinking of a woman I know right now who's just feeling profoundly unsupported and in a dark place, you know, just exhausted and just yearning for a circle of women around her who know and understand and just kind of witness something. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not just listening to ourselves, it's being able to witness others going through their experiences. And
yeah, it's both a solo thing, because you have to, no one else can do this work of encounter with yourself and this work of deep acceptance of who you are. No one else can do that for you. Yeah. You have to go in there alone. But to be recognized by others, to have a circle around, and people just to check in and go, you know, am I going mad? And they go, no, you're not going mad. It's okay. You're going through an initiation.
Yes, exactly. And it's okay, and to trust the process, because there's alchemy at play here. And this is just bringing it back into the chi energy behind everything that is going on. This key piece about listening to your system, that's not just listening to the aches and pains, it's listening to the subtle emanations of wisdom that is within you, and starting to trust that I do know what's best for me.
That's, oh wow, I won't add anything more. You've said it beautifully, Clara.
It's self-honoring, isn't it? And if you've been busy, like a lot of women are before the menopause, taking care of children and partners and jobs, you put everyone else first, you know, classic story. And the menopause goes, hey, sister, you need to take care of yourself up there. You've got to be top priority, or the rest of it isn't going to work. And so this reminding that we can do for each other about when we're in circle, when we're with other women that get us, we know it all need to be reminded of this, don't we?
We absolutely do. And we also need people because to hold us so that we can lose it, because actually we need to lose it. You know, we have to go in there and be brave and face ourselves. But we also, when we hit that shadow side, of course, everything looks like it really does. And we just want to go. I mean, you know, we just want to say, oh, it's all, and I'm going to swear here, but I'll restrain myself. It's all.
Yeah.
And my life is, you know, it's not, but that's, you, there is a moment where you feel like that, because it feels like the lights all go out at one point.
Well, it is because of this death and rebirth thing, isn't it? You know,
it is.
We have to let ourselves let go. But in that process is the anger, the rage, the resentment, the how dare, it's like, what? Why is this happening to me? And then I was feeling into, well, all the processes to do with us being here, you know, even the process of making having a child grow in you, you just, that happens. The whole birthing process, you don't do it apart from a few pushes at the end, get them out, but you know, that all happens. You feel like you're being taken over by this deep wisdom of womanhood, and the same with the menopause. Trust this process. It's natural. You know, and I didn't do any HRT or anything. I just came more and more into my practice of this quietude. I took myself off to Austria by the banks of a river and just took 7 weeks off. I just gave up work. I didn't have hardly any income. I had just a friend that was holding space. And because I knew that nature was going to help. But also the thing that's helped me a lot as well is using music. I find that when I listen to sounds and frequencies, that helps to bring me into a space that feels like it's a bit escapism, but it's also deep connectivity. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I need huge amounts of silence, and then very particular music at particular times.
Oh, and have you got a track that you'd like to play us of one of these particular pieces of music for a particular time?
Funny you should say that. At the moment, it's Bach and it's cello. Any cello piece will do it.
I know, it's great.
Jesus. But the Bach cello suites are... I start playing them. I will often just, when I get up in the morning, that will be the first thing I need to listen to. Mm. And I will play it. And it's the sound of the cello. And I feel, it's almost, I can feel the chi dropping down inside me, like just poof, coming into myself. And it's so deeply nourishing. It's of my soul. It has this expansive quality to it inside me. It pulls me inside and it stirs something in me, and I feel okay with the world when I hear that sound. And it does root me in myself, but it roots me in the poetry of myself, I think. That's what it does.
Beautifully expressed. So enjoy this stunning track, cello track by J.S. Bach. This is the suite number 1 in G, and we'll come back with Alexandra Pope on the other side of this. Thank you.
the station that makes you feel good.
Galar Light is the quantum energy emitted from the universe, from the sun and stars. Now, Tom Palladino, a humanitarian and Scalar Light researcher, has created the world's only Scalar Light healing system, a system that can bring long-distance healing and wellness to humans, pets, and plants via a photograph. Get your free 15-day trial now at scalarlight.com or click on the Scalar Light banner on the UK Health Radio website.
Shields like masks are top of mind right now, but did you know you have inner armor working constantly to protect you from pathogens? It keeps you healthy and thriving. It's your immune system. Ion Gut triggers the body's natural ability to support gut strength all year long, so your immune system can protect you when you need it the most. How are you treating your inner armor? Visit uk.ionbiome.com to learn more. Ion Gut. Protect what protects you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Delicious cello. We are here on She Time with Alexandra Pope, the co-founder of the Red School and co-author of Wild Power, this awakening of the feminine essence. It's meant to say they discover the magic of the menstrual cycle and awaken the feminine path to power. Boom! What a title is that?
You got it.
And so just before the break here on UK Health Radio, we were talking about the menopause and the different kind of approaches to manage that depending on what kind of situation you find yourself in. But overall, the call to self-care, self-listening, this space, that is the medicine that is required for this time of your life. It's time to regain it, to reclaim your power for yourself. And it's a tricky one. I think that's why the menopause takes a little while, because it can't just suddenly happen. It's the process of unwinding. It's different length of time for everyone, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There is no kind of one size fits all with menopause. It's really predicated on your own nature, your life situation, your overall health, you know, all these different elements and come to bear on your experience of menopause. And it is this great death and rebirth process. And that doesn't happen overnight. You know, you're dismantled first, and then you're in the unknown, complete sort of down in the dark as hell for a little while, and then the lights start to return, and you come out the other side, and really you look back and go, it just feels very remote in history now to me.
And also such a relief to come out the other side, because when you're in it, like anything, you just feel that, when is this going to end? This is relentless. I can't see the light. And then, but then listening and hearing other women's stories, there's the reassurance in that this is the pathway of life, just rolling itself through.
I think the stories are really, really important. The other thing I think that's really important to remember is that actually it can feel, you see, menopause, if you can trust menopause actually holds you. I think of it as like a holding in and of itself. Mm. And it's the acceptance of what menopause is asking of you that then starts to allow meaning to unfold. Mm. And that meaning nourishes you. So I had provocative moments going through menopause, but it actually felt very organic too. Mm. Like it's almost like I got instructions at the age of 48 before I was in menopause. And then about 3 years later, I suppose menopause proper began, but I never sort of gave it a term, menopause. It just sort of happened. But when I say I got instructions, I got clear thoughts in my head of what I needed to do with my life. And they were big. And I thought, oh, geez, yes, that is definitely what I want to do. Now,
how am I going to do that then?
How do I do it? Exactly. And it took me 7 years And it was coming out the other side of menopause. I was 55 because it was about, I was living in Australia, and it was about moving back to the UK, and it was about stopping being a psychotherapist and just doing this menstruality work. And I'm self-employed, and I had to generate all that. And I bloody well did. I mean, it's just, you know, I didn't look at the figures. I just knew what I had to do. And it's this line to yourself that sustains you. I mean, it's pretty wild when I think back on what I did, because it's like jumping over at the edge, you know, and going, hoping to fly. And, but it didn't feel mad to me.
No, there's a surety of the dynamic of that, the urge. It's like, no, this is what I need to do. And there's a, as I say, forging that trust within the wisdom of yourself. It's there.
That's really important, Clara. And that forging of the trust of the wisdom within you happens. You grow, you develop that over your menstruating years when you're practicing menstrual cycle awareness, which is what we teach, you know, one part of what we teach at Red School. And so by the time you get to menopause, there's this stronger, there is this sturdiness within yourself to meet it.
Yeah. And this we can liken to the earth element practice in Qigong, that you keep coming, bringing yourself back to your connection with your root, with the great mother, with gratitude, with nourishment, with sweetness, with connection, with this innate inner power that's like the feminine yin power of just being is enough. And to step out of all this doing and action, it's been my challenge recently, is what I call the do be dance. Which is, you know, am I going to do everything, or am I going to be and let the doing come from the being? It's a challenge because I'm quite a, I like to play. I like to dance.
No, you never give up dancing.
No, I don't.
I think you've described something, it's very beautiful what you've described, and about keeping, when you were speaking, what I was thinking very particularly of is when you're in that really what may feel like a bit like a bleak time of menopause, actually physically being in nature and feeling the physical earth. And that, I mean, it's mind-blowing how powerful that is.
And it's so easy to overlook because it's so simple. A bit like connecting with the power of your breath and knowing that if you elongate that exhale, it'll help to kick in the parasympathetic nervous system.
I know.
Why was I not taught that at school?
No. Do you know, actually, breath is amazing. And just that you've just said. But my other thing is, which I would definitely tell all women to do, learn alternate nostril breathing. Do it for 15 minutes a day.
Okay.
Fantastic for easing hot flashes, soothing your system. And I do it. I still do it religiously before going to bed.
It's finding what works for you and having a time to explore this. So recently I did a webinar on Qigong and the menopause, and it was all about the earth element, and because I found that helped me so much. But from researching what you're doing in Red School and with this this menopause and indeed postmenopausal arena that we certainly find ourselves in now, I'm feeling it's more around the metal element, which comes after the earth element. It makes absolute sense to my mind, as well as how I'm feeling, because the metal element is linked to the crystals as well, and therefore, as you probably know this, deep in the earth, so you have to get the earth connection so that you can mine the gold of this discernment, exquisite bounty that's within you, that is like in the early autumn of our lives. And we're recording this in the autumn of 2021. And I'm like, okay, now I'm starting, some more of the gold pennies are dropping in here.
You say it so beautifully, Clara. I love that image of the crystals being forged in the earth, because that at menopause, you are forging something. You are fiercely, it is fierce. It's uncompromising. And if you compromise one iota, you know, you will know it, you will feel it. So, yes, you go through this profound forging of your identity, and then you come out. And then it's about utilizing what has come through. And, you know, we were talking about energy earlier before we came on the call, and I was thinking about this post-menopause energy, you know, literal chi in the system. Yeah. And I think to myself, you know, I don't have the physical energy, say, of Shani, my colleague, you know, who's actually 24 years younger than me. But it's so interesting. I have never been more productive in my life, let me just say. Yeah. I can work harder now, and I produce more than I have ever done before. And I really want to think through what the ingredients are of this. Mm. One is I know myself, so I do not scatter my chi over a ton of things. It is this discipline, this discernment. You see, so discernment is everything, everything post-menopause. And so you know what your business is. And you know what you're good at and what you're not good at, and you stay in your lane, so to speak. I'm just very refined in my thinking about what's in and what's out when I'm working on something. Mm-hmm. So it's a sort of smart, I'm much smarter at how I use the energy I have. So I think of the energy I have as really potentized. And the other thing that I speak of post-menopause is you've got this imaginal power. You know, my mind, I feel like we had this mind power. I mean, we all have mind power, but post-menopause, it's like your imaginal mind picks up from where your physical body may have left off. You know, you may not have the same physical chi, but you've got this fierce kind of imaginal energy. And it feels to me like a really tangible kind of physical chi, really. And I suppose it is really this discernment. Mm-hmm. Everything I've just said, really, just leading up to it.
Mm-hmm. And I think the other word is clarity and no messing about. As you said earlier, don't want to waste my chi over there or over there. I want to be here. I want to be doing this. It keeps coming back into center, which is what the Qigong practice is. You keep coming back to the Wuji, that central structure of connection to heaven and earth and the heart and dantians and all that. And anything that sends you off center, you question it and go, hang on a minute. You know, I'm obviously still work in progress here. Alexandra's much further down the road of this.
No. You're always a work in progress. You're always away. But I mean, I have to say, I have fierce boundaries, actually.
Yes. That's another property of the metal element, you see. So there's something here that I've only learnt today through researching and speaking with you, that the menopause is, yes, definitely rooted in the earth, but is a metal element expression of the feminine.
Oh, yes. I mean,
you're always talking about alchemy and gold. I mean, hello, that's metal. Oh, this is so fascinating. Alexandra, I know that you have got something special coming up at the Red School that people could come into on the 20th of October. Could you tell us about that? Because it's free, isn't it? What's going on?
Yes, we've got a big online course coming up. But we've got this really lovely event 2 weeks before it, which is a free event where we're going to be giving you a taste of the menopause process. And we've got this wonderful exercise that we do. I can't even describe it, but it's an exercise we do, which we actually don't do on the course itself. I don't think we do. But to give you a feel for a kind of new story of menopause, basically. Mm-hmm. So, and then in that free course, we will be telling you about the menopause online course that we'll be following that in 2 weeks' time. So if you want to just drop in and have a little taste of our work, and please come to that free event. And you'll find the link at redschool.net/menopause. Very simple, redschool.net/menopause. And you'll find how you can sign up for the free call. But if you want to take a peek at the course itself, you can actually just read on. We've got a very, very full description of the course. And if you don't want to waste your time, I mean, mess around any longer, you could just book on the course itself. But okay, come to the free call anyway, actually. It's actually, I think of it as a component piece of the course itself.
Of course. Well, that's lovely. Oh, thank you so much. I would love to be there as well. Is it in the evening?
No, it's at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Okay, that's great, yeah, because I do dance medicine of an evening, so I could do that and then go straight to dance medicine.
Yeah.
Oh,
great. And actually, I should also just emphasise that, of course, everything is recorded, so yeah, you can listen to it in your own time. So sign up. If you can't make it live, you'll get the recording automatically.
And if people are listening to this after the 20th of October, they can still come over to redschool.net or hang out with you on Instagram, Red School as well.
Yes, no, they can. Well, if they go to that link, redschool.net/menopause, they'll find the recording.
Oh, great.
Yes, we'll post it there. They'll find the recording and then you can read about the course as well and you can just join the course.
Fabulous. Oh, my goodness, you're doing such great work. You really are. This is, it feels like your life's work is culminating right now. And it's, you, to quote Dr. Clarissa Pinkola Estes about being a late bloomer in the menopause, which is something I feel, is that something that you feel as well?
Absolutely. I mean, in a way, I've always felt like I was an artist with a day job, you know, and I was doing the day job right up until menopause. And then basically I kicked the day job and took up, you know, full time, took up my art, because of course I had been doing my art, you know, dabbling away on that, which is this menstruality work. And it hasn't come to fruition until this, you know, post-menopause phase of my life, because it wasn't the time. It's so interesting. It's world timing, but it was also the necessity of my own maturation to be able to hold the charge of this work. And I couldn't speak on menopause until I'd gone through it. It's almost like I needed all the pieces of the puzzle to really feel the full gestalt, you know, of what's at work for us, yes, the full gamut of the spiritual path and practice that's encoded in the menstrual cycle journey from menarche right up to menopause. And then, you know, finding its full expression postmenopause life.
The postmenopausal plateau is what I will name it as. Because yes, it's lovely to be free of the ups and downs of what I would refer to as being hijacked by my hormones and more in tune with the cycles of the moon and the waters. I know it's all connected and I would love to talk to you more, but we're going to have to wrap this one up.
Oh, no, Clara, I could happily go on talking with you, but I'm going to come back again when the book comes out.
That would be a joy.
We can do another round and bring up different elements. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you. And your languaging and insight is so rich. It's fabulous to engage with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're bringing it, all these pearls of wisdom are coming through me. But that's what happens when you're in conversation with someone else that has a resonance. You help to bring out the wisdom of one another. And it is.
I agree with you. You know,
so thank you for all that you shared with us here. And there's so much more. As Alexandra says, you can find out more about her on redschool.net. And on Instagram and on Facebook, all the usual stuff. But actually, it's just been an honour and a thrill. And this has been a wish of mine for many years to speak with you. So thank you so much for your time and wisdom.
Thank you, Clara. Thank you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Do you suffer from pain? BeCure Laser, a home use CE-approved medical device for the effective treatment of pain, is now available in the UK. The results of a double-blind trial has shown that BeCure Laser offers a significant reduction in pain compared to the placebo group. To get your special BeCure offer now, call free on 0808 501 5122 or Google Radio Pro London. BeCure Laser. BeCure Laser.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Oh, yes, what a deep delight it is to speak with Alexandra Pope from Red School. And if you'd like to see the unedited video of us, nip over to my YouTube channel, Clara Apollo's Chi Time TV, where many past shows can also be viewed in their live and rather raw appeal. And you can also catch the show on podcast via mainly Spotify and Apple Podcasts as Clara Apollo's Chi Time, alongside the on-demand facility here on UK Health Radio. On last week's show, the topic Syncing with Qigong was sound therapy with the singer-songwriter Tallulah Rendell, and I would love to play another track from her delicious liminal album called Gold, as it resonates so beautifully with the alchemy at play at menopause. So next week, my guest is Qigong teacher Mimi Kuodima to share more on the autumnal metal element. So until then, keep your chi up, my friend. Your energy is important. So thank you so much for listening to Chi Time with me, Clara Apollo. Here's Tallulah Rendell to remind you of the gold within. You are a treasure.
As I breathe this moment with a simple breath, the world grows clearer through this new lens, and I can smile. Oh, I can smile. As I surrender the worry that I'm not enough, my heart grows wider, my heart grows wide enough to feel. We are gold, and as we raise up a raise, we are one. We are gold, and as we raise up a raise, we are gold. Falling at my feet, the years and tears until the ground can bleed new life to life. 'Cause we are one, oh we are gold, and as we raise up, we are one. We are gold, and as we raise up, raise. We are gold, we are gold.